This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More on the election results in Morning Edition in a moment, but first a story about a battle over trademarks. Disney's Mickey Mouse, black circle for a face, black circles for ears, versus the mouse head logo of a Canadian techno DJ, three black circles, bigger ears, creepier smile. Stan Alcorn now on the future of this kind of intellectual property.
Deadmau5 makes dance music. But he also makes mouse head hats, pint glasses, t-shirts.
He's in gaming and mobile apps and music and producing and imaging and movies.
Under U.S. law, this merchandise has trademark protection just by existing. But lawyer Dina Lapolt strategized to apply for something that makes suing copycats even cheaper and easier: trademark registration. Think of it as VIP trademark rights.
We always knew that Disney would oppose it because that's what Disney does.
And Disney did file to block the registration, arguing the mouse head with its round head and round ears looks like Mickey.
Oh boy, a customer!
Even with Deadmau5's creepy smile, Disney said it could cause confusion.
There are a number of things that'll confuse people.
Trademark expert Jack Jacoby says it boils down to what's in the mind of the person who picks a mouse head t-shirt off the rack.
Disney's saying, wait a moment, people may think that this comes from us.
Excuse me.
Outside a mall in Queens, I tried this out on electronic music fans with a picture of a Deadmau5 shirt.
Who do you think made this shirt?
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
Some DJ named Deadmau5.
You can actually use a more scientific version of this survey in court. Jacoby wrote the book on this for the American Bar Association, and he says it could help Deadmau5 if Disney sues for infringement. But it won't help with this battle over registration rights at the Patent and Trademark Office, or PTO.
The federal courts want you to simulate reality as closely as possible, but the PTO only wants to take a look at the mark in isolation.
That lack of real-world context may hurt Deadmau5's chances. Georgetown's Rebecca Tushnet thinks the choice to take on Disney anyways could be to seek a settlement, or PR, or just plain old stubbornness.
Sometimes people get very committed to their symbols, almost like they're children.
The Patent and Trademark Office wouldn't comment on timing, but trademark watchers say a decision on these warring parents could take years. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.